I understood the media might be interested in what I did. I realized then their attention would inevitably focus on both our private and public lives. But I was not aware of how overwhelming that attention would become, nor the extent to which it would affect both my public duties and my personal life.
Diana, Princess of Wales, commenting on the insatiable appetite of the media in her public and private life. It's now 10 years since Diana's death in a high-speed car crash in Paris, which also claimed the lives of Dodi Al-Fayed and the driver Henri Paul. What role did the Paris paparazzi, and indeed the media, play in the accident? This week, Phil Hall, then editor of News of the World, admitted the media had some responsibility for her death. He said, if the paparazzi hadn't been following her, the car wouldn't have been speeding, and the accident may never have happened. A big Diana story could add 150,000 sales, so we were all responsible. 10 years after Diana's death, the media interest in the People's Princess has not diminished, as Radio Netherlands' Richard Walker reports.
Goodbye, England's Road. Being a consumer of the news yourself, you'd be hard-pressed to avoid the 10-year anniversary of Diana's death in a week where few of the world's media organs will fail to mention it. There's no doubting Diana's enduring appeal. There was something about her that generated enough public interest to render her the world's most famous woman by a long way. When she died, the media went into a frenzy of self-reflection. Had the media itself, in the form of paparazzi on scooters chasing Diana's Mercedes through Paris, ultimately killed her? Her brother, Earl Spencer, certainly thought so.
She talked endlessly of getting away from England, mainly because of the treatment that she received at the hands of the newspapers. I don't think she ever understood why her genuinely good intentions were sneered at by the media, why there appeared to be a permanent quest on their behalf to bring her down. It is baffling. My own and only explanation is that genuine goodness is threatening to those at the opposite end of the moral spectrum. It is a point to remember that of all the ironies about Diana, perhaps the greatest was this. A girl given the name of the ancient goddess of hunting was, in the end, the most hunted person of the modern age. She would want us today to pledge ourselves to protecting her beloved boys, William and Harry, from a similar fate. And I do this here, Diana, on your behalf.
Princess Diana's brother, Earl Spencer, speaking at her funeral 10 years ago. But there are some uncomfortable facts about Diana's relationship with the tabloid media that don't sit easily with the idea of her as its victim. Lily Williams was a researcher on Andrew Morton's second book on Diana and has interviewed many of the people close to the princess. I asked her if she agreed with those critics who say Diana manipulated the media.
She definitely did. I mean, Diana did manipulate the media. She did play that game. But I think that it came from the fact that she felt that others were doing that to her. You know, others were manipulating the media against her. It's something that she felt very strongly. Rightly or wrongly, she had a sort of persecution complex, if you like. She definitely felt that the forces that either the palace or her husband or the public or the newspapers were sort of against her at lots of times during her life, and that people were briefing against her. And so I think she felt that she needed to counteract that. And I think that the sad thing is, I feel that she thought that she could do that. But actually, I think if you play that game, if you play with the media and if you decide to manipulate it, then it's something that you can't stop. It's an all or nothing game.
Is it a bit rich for her to, and her family, to claim that she was a victim of the media in the end?
I think that all the stories of saying the media had blood on their hands and things, I mean, I'm not really convinced that it was their fault, really. But I think that papers do pay a lot for photos of her, as I'm sure they pay a lot for photos now of Princes William and Harry.
Last weekend, Jermaine Greer described Diana as a devious moron for sleeping with married men. Do you think Miss Greer was courting media attention for herself by saying that? Or do you agree that Diana was a devious moron?
I really think that a lot of people comment on Princess Diana's life. And I mean, including me right now, but I don't want to sound like I'm purely sort of 100% think she was amazing. And I'm sure she did make mistakes, and sleeping with married men is, you know, not a great idea. And as a member of the sisterhood, I wouldn't condone it. But I think that, you know, let he who is without sin cast the first stone. And I wonder if Germaine Greer looked into her past and her life, whether she's always acted with impunity.
It seems you may have some doubts about the royal family's intentions to protect William and Harry from media attention. Are you sceptical about the royal family's manipulation of the media and their motivations?
I think that they definitely have manipulated the press in the past. Certainly they have. I do think that a legacy, if you like, of Diana is that there is a bit more protection for the boys. They do have a bigger team around them than she did. And also I think there is more discussion now about whether it's right to hound Kate Middleton or things like that, which probably wouldn't have got discussed prior to Diana, really.
You interviewed a lot of people who knew Diana in your work as a researcher for Andrew Morton. What's your impression of how they appear in the tabloid press in relation to Diana?
I think a lot of them are under the mistaken impression that putting her side of the story in the media is going to really help her and was going to, you know, put her side of the story against all these people who were slagging her off. And I just think that, as I said before, you know, if you play the game of the media, you're never going to win, really. And the other thing is that a lot of people do talk about her unnamed in the papers. And actually the ones who use their names in a way are being more honest, because at least they're admitting that they're there talking about her and being paid to do so often. I mean, also, if you look at the wages that the royal family paid, when I was talking to a lot of the people that used to work for her and other members of the royal family, something that struck me was how appallingly badly paid they were. And, you know, often their jobs were 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So, you know, is it wrong that they should sell their story for a few hundred pounds?
Are they the ones to blame, though? But
I think the people to blame, I mean, I know it's easy to say, are the people like myself, I must say, who buy the tabloids. It's ultimately our thirst, or supposed thirst, for those stories, which fuels the trade. I presume it must be, because the papers are doing it in order to sell papers.
Richard Walker with his tribute to the Princess of Wales.